All right, guys, here we go with another podcast. It's another week. And, two a week we're trying to do. And so far, we're doing all right. We're doing okay.
Hang on. Don't jinx it. Let's just maybe not say anything and we'll just keep going.
We'll just keep going. We'll just keep going. Keep on pushing on. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah, something like that. Seth, what do we talk about in this episode?
Man, this is a good episode. You know, once again, getting back into our good old favorite YouTuber, David Dobrik, talking about him, the Vlog Squad. Talking a little bit about bipolar and anxiety, you know, and taking care of yourself a little bit there at the end. But, we talked a lot about Apple TV.
Yep.
And
talk about Tyler's some movies.
Tyler is a big fan. But, this is a little bit more chill podcast. Seth, which is me. I'm Seth. Hi. I was
kind of... Thanks for introducing yourself. Asleep.
I'm a little wore out. I think I might be taking a nap after this podcast.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It's been working every day, so... It's been good, though. It's been good.
Do you remember what our little enlightenment moment was at the end of this podcast? Don't say it, but do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. I need you to follow that, all right?
Gosh, you're so fucking weird.
All right.
Well. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you listening. I apologize once again for Tyler's shenanigans, his annoyingness, his deliberate hatred of this podcast. I mean, guys, I'm here, and I will always be here. Tyler just comes, you know, with his 20% effort. And you know what? That's why I come in with my 180% effort to make up for his bullshit.
You know what's crazy? I'm still this good at 20% effort.
I have nothing else to say. Let's just jump in, Kate.
Please put your seats up in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go!
And welcome back to another podcast. It's Monday. We're here. In the flesh. Or, you know, verbally, whatever, you know.
I think you're feeling a little bit of Monday blues, my friend.
I am. It's been... I mean, I was drinking last night. That could be part of it.
But what was your drink of choice?
Some rum and coke.
That is your staple, and it always has been. You know that?
It has. Rum and coke. And then I love some wine, too. And, especially, I love wine with steak. I love wine with steak and pizza and pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Some red wine. I'm not a big fan of white wine, but I love pairing wine with food.
Well, that's the point of wine, is like pairing it with good food.
Yeah, you know? Which is funny. A lot of people don't even realize that. Yes, that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's an actual thing.
Really, it changes the flavor of things.
Yeah, like if you're drinking like a sweet red wine, like, get a steak with that.
Ugh.
What?
No, not sweet. You don't want to.
I like a sweet red wine.
No.
Sweet
red wine. Oh, my God.
No, don't get me wrong. I love a dry.
Grape juice.
I love a dry, what do they call it? It's like dry double red or some shit like that. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
All right. Anyways, Dark Horse has a really good double red. I can't fucking say it. Double red wine. That's really fucking good. Dark Horse always got some pretty good wine. But anyways, how much you drinking these days?
Enough.
Shit. All right, now I messed up. I'm sorry.
Now look who it is.
I'm sorry. I'm still recording.
Stop.
No, no.
Oh, we're still recording, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, are you still good?
Yeah.
Here, Tyler's trying to make sure that I don't mess up the podcast.
Here he is. Okay, he's so listen.
Phone call coming in from his booty call.
Let me explain, all right? I have all Apple devices, okay? And they're all, like, I have my iPhone open, I have my iPad open, and I have my laptop open. If I get one phone call, it goes to everything. If I get one, like, when you FaceTime me, when I'm getting ready to FaceTime, your call pops up on all of my devices.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's like, mine used to do that, and then I guess they're not linked anymore. Oh, man,
just yawn into that mic more, please.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have been, like, working every day. Like, I've been enjoying doing – I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast, but I've been doing DoorDash to pass the time during the day, and it's some good money and super chill, and I've got my iPad hooked up in my vehicle, like, have podcasts going, which – or whatever, you know, whatever different shows going, and something that more that I'm going to listen to than look at. So I'm doing something I would be doing at the house anyways. So might as well be out making a little bit of money. And it's good for my anxiety to keep my mind busy too. So it's been good. And I've been doing it like every day just because
if you
basically until it gets dark.
If you were to give me a number, how much are you making a week door dashing?
Well, I'll say that I'm making like $20 an hour.
Okay.
So,
but you can't like ballpark a number, like what you.
Oh yeah, I always make over 700 usually, unless okay. I'm just not being working. Like, I mean, I've made anywhere from 700 to close to 900, unless I'm just not putting any hours in. I mean, but I'm consistently averaging at least $20 an hour.
What,
I've made as much as $40 an hour.
Good for you. You still have the, your car's still the Focus, right?
No, I don't have that anymore.
You don't have that anymore?
No, because I came here with no vehicle. I flew in here and then came back and was planning on, and then of course I was sick at the time too. I was really under the weather. My bipolar was pretty bad. I lost lots and lots of sleep, so I took me a month to really get myself back to, you know, 100%.
So what are you driving?
And stupid looking gray, like, what are they called? HHR Chevrolet HHR.
Oh yeah, Google, okay.
Look it up. Yeah, not a fan. I just got a good deal on it. So, but it's been fine driving. It makes good gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
They're actually surprisingly pretty fast, too. They got some pep in their stuff. Turn.
You know, but they don't turn very well. I feel like my SUV turned, my Ford Explorer that I used to have, or even maybe it turns better, like...
Your turn radius is a lot sharper.
Turn radius is complete shit with this thing.
Yeah. It's kind of like a station wagon.
Yeah, kind of in a way.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a different looking vehicle. It's like, I don't really like it that much. But, I mean, it's chill. It gets me to A to B. I've never been a big vehicle person.
You are an A to B guy when it comes to vehicles.
Yeah, I don't like spending a lot of money on vehicles, like... It can add up quickly. I mean, dude, and it sucks having a car payment.
Yeah.
I hate having a car payment.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm okay with my payment because I like what I drive. And I like taking care of my vehicle. I like having a nice car. Like, I've always kind of been like that. So, like, the fact that I have a truck payment, like, I'm completely okay with that.
But that's so much money you could spend on, you know.
You saw my new truck, though.
What, your red truck?
I got an orange truck. Whatever your... Thank you very much, sir.
Orange. Did you get a different truck after this last one?
No, I still have the orange Tacoma.
Yeah, you still have... Yeah, I remember because I know about... Because I know what the payment is, and it gave me a heart attack.
Nah, it's whatever. It's whatever.
No, it's not. It's not whatever. It's much more than whatever.
I'm willing to
eat it. It's much higher than whatever.
I'm willing to eat it.
Oh, man, you're not eating it. You're taking in the ass.
No. All right, it's not that high, Jesus. You make it sound like I have a $900 payment on a vehicle.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. But no, dude, I love that stupid orange Tacoma, man. I love it. I guess I never told you about that because we weren't podcasting at the time that I bought it, but my truck payment, like, finally reached the point where I owed less on it than it was worth. So at that point, I was like, all right, I wonder what else is out there right now. One Saturday after rehearsal, I drove to Toyota.
So you did get a different truck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't catch that. I thought you had the same truck.
No, I don't.
So that happened in the last 6 months.
Yes, I've had that orange truck.
Okay.
That's the new one that I bought. Yes.
Okay. I thought you had the same truck.
No, I don't have that black. I don't have the black Tacoma anymore.
Okay. All right, so go on.
So after rehearsal one day, I just like immediately got the itch because I was thinking about how, you know, I owe less than it's worth. I can get good trade-in value for it. Went into Toyota and I said, look, this is what my payment is. I want the same payment. What can I get? Started looking at trucks. And I saw the orange Tacoma sitting there. And immediately when I drove, like on my way there, I was thinking, I want a Tacoma, but I just want a black one. Like, I just want a black truck. I don't want anything crazy. Got to the dealership, and I started looking, and I saw that orange Tacoma sitting there, and I was like, damn, like, this is really nice. It's a TRD. It's a 4x4. It's a full cab. You know, I got four doors. Like, it had everything. I opened it up, and I looked inside of it. It's literally the complete package. It has absolutely everything. It's got the JBL speaker system. It's got navigation. It's got the sunroof. It's got anything that you can think of that you would put in a truck. It's got a wireless Qi charger for my cell phone inside of there. Like, it's spec'd out completely. Got in it, took it for a test drive, and I immediately just was like, oh, I'm going to get the truck. As I was driving it, I got out. I pulled into Kalahari because the dealership's like right down the street. Pulled into Kalahari, got out, took a photo of it, sent it to my dad. I looked around it a little bit, opened up like the tonneau cover behind it. I was like, damn, this is a bad fucking truck. Rolled back in. Guy was like, what'd you think? Fucking love it. What are my options? Gave me a piece of paper, had my different like payment options, my duration, what my payments would be per month, whatever. And I sat there for about 5 minutes. I said, I want that one. I said, all right. Circled it.
So your payment went up?
My payment went up a little bit. Yeah. But I have full coverage on it, not like I had on my other truck, to the point where, like, the only thing that I have to do is put gas and oil in it. Toyota take care of anything else. If it breaks, if something happens, electrical, you know, anything that goes wrong with it besides putting gas and oil in it, Toyota covers it free of charge.
For how many miles?
The whole time that I have it.
The whole time that you have
it? The whole time that I have it.
Oh, shit, man.
Yes.
That's,
I don't have to do the whole time. Shit.
Damn.
So that's really nice. And then I've been driving it for 6 months now. Took it to New York. That's when I drove to New York. That was my first, like, really long road trip with it. Dude, that's going to be, like, my forever vehicle.
Man, you bought that vehicle right in the middle when vehicles were really hard to buy. Everything was going so high.
Dude, well, the trade-in value that they gave me for my truck, they gave me $17,000 because they were, like, needing vehicles at the time.
Yeah.
Close to $17,000. I was like, hell yes. Like, it only blew books for, like, $15,900. So they were offering me that much more than what it was worth. I was like, yeah, I'll take it. What can you get me? I will drive that truck until the wheels fall off, for sure. You got to think, my other truck didn't even have cruise control.
Oh, really?
No. It was like the base model. So this will be a nice one. I'll have it, and then I'll probably get like a Tesla or some shit, you know.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm surprised that you don't have a Tesla, if I'm being honest.
Well, a lot of that has to deal with me just not wanting a car payment.
I know.
And just like, so trying to put all my money in the business still. Mm-hmm. And it's been a tough year, you know. It's been a tough year, 2 years now.
We recently just started getting to the point where in the area, like, businesses are starting to require masks again, which is fucking ridiculous.
Ugh. Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous.
It's fucking stupid.
Which a good amount of us are all have COVID, shots even. Then having to wear masks too is like, why the fuck did I get a COVID?
Yeah, what's the shot? Point of the fucking shot if I gotta wear a mask?
Yeah, well, you're already tracking me. What else? Why do I need? Did you ever see those crazy videos where those people were putting magnets on where the shot God. Was, trying to say that there was magnets and it was like metal in it or whatever, that was like a tracking device or something? Or
people will do anything for a view, man.
Oh yeah,
absolutely anything.
Oh yeah, but it was. People were literally believing it. And then, it's the mask is almost just a ruse a lot of times. It's just ridiculous. Like, I mean, we on the cruise, we all had the shots, but as we got on the ship, like when you were going through the port, you had to have masks on. And CDC was there. It's basically a show for CDC because once we got on the ship, we can take off our masks, no problem.
What's the fucking point?
What's the point? We all have shots. We all have to have shots to be on the ship, and then once we get on the ship, we can take off our masks. So it's basically just like a show. I mean,
that was the most annoying thing when restaurants opened back up. You had to wear a mask walking in, but once you got to your table and sat down, like, you could take your mask off. So if you're like looking at the restaurant, like, everybody sitting down has no mask on right now, but you're telling me that if I want to walk to the bathroom, I got to put a mask on?
I don't know. A lot of people think that it's just a way to see how people will do what they're told and control. And I don't know. I think to an extent, like, it doesn't seem like the craziest idea. Like, I mean, that gets you to come and to submit, like, yeah. You know, to do something simple like that. Like, but I mean, I know people are, what, I mean, the number is going up, you know. You got this, my friend had the shot and he got COVID again. He got that probably, which the variant or whatever, but it helps if you have the shot, you won't hardly get it anyways. But still, once again, it's only killing for the most part. I mean, what, 90, probably 95-99% of the people are pre-existing conditions and elderly people, obese people, you know, stuff like that. People with major issues. That's the people it's killing, you know. And the average death during the height of it was over the life expectancy age the whole time, you know. But I mean, they're getting better. I mean, they stop saying how many people are dying. Really, all they say is infected. It seems like we're getting better at controlling it and taking care of the people that are on it, and you know, not as many people are dying.
I forget who it was. It was on Rogan. They were talking about it, and then Rogan went on one of his like those like famous rants that he goes on. You know, when he's super, mm-hmm. when he believes in something, he just kind of goes off.
And oh yeah, he went off about the Olympics here recently.
Yeah, he went off on the Olympics as well.
That was good.
This one had to do with, I think he was talking to a doctor or some shit, I can't remember. But this one had to do with like COVID and the idea that it's proven that if you are a healthy individual, like if you take care of your body, you take vitamins, you know, you work out on a regular basis, like you're less likely to be affected by the coronavirus and less likely to die if you're just a healthier human being. Because obviously it was targeting people that were really unhealthy. And the fact that we went about this disease with trying to come up with a vaccine to make sure that people didn't get it, why did we not go around and try to like have a cultural change of like, why don't we just be healthier people to try to fight off this disease? Why are we trying to figure out like a little shortcut shot, you know, that gets us to the point where I can still be a piece of shit and eat whatever I want and not have to work out, and I'm going to avoid this virus? Why can't we just be healthier people? Why can't we just exercise and eat like real healthy humans to try to fight off a disease like this?
And then we're never talking about the vitamins that can help boost your immune system. So basically where if you got it, like it wouldn't hardly affect you, or, you know, you have a better
immune system to fight it off.
Like, I think it was vitamin B and something B or something like that. Like there's vitamins you can take and to boost your immune system where you're not gonna, you know, be ripped apart like and just like, I mean, die like people did, you know. Yeah. They weren't talking about that. Mask is supposed to, this magical mask, I mean, holy shit. That's one of the things that they talked about during the Fauci, in the Fauci emails, I'm pretty sure, like, they admitted that masks didn't hardly do anything.
Yeah, somebody said, I can't remember who it was, but they said, it was a doctor that said a mask, he basically just wears a mask, that way people don't think he's an asshole, but realistic, hang on, Seth dropped his headphones so he can't hear me. All right, now you're back. Anyways, it was a doctor that said he only wears a mask, like, in the hospitals so people don't think he's an asshole. Realistically, he doesn't think a mask does anything. So he said, at this point, think of a mask as a chain link fence trying to stop sand from going through it. Like, that's the comparison for a mask and the coronavirus. Like, if you pour sand into a chain link fence or like through a chain link fence, like so much is going to get through. It's barely going to stop anything. That's basically what a mask is. Shit's still going to get in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely will help a little bit. I would think it makes common sense. There's a lot of spit coming out of your mouth or whatever, but I mean, you're still touching stuff. You're just touching your, I mean, can't stop everything. I mean,
I think human beings are gross in general.
Mm-hmm.
We're just fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially Tyler.
Seth is trying to figure out if he agrees with me or not.
I don't know. Dude, I'm still half asleep. I'm waking up.
Dude, what are you clicking on?
Finished
right
the
now?
Show last night. Oh. I was probably hitting with the mic with the other headphone.
Don't fucking do that.
Oh, hey, it's only gonna it's not gonna fuck up the audio. It's
no, but I can barely hear you because I hear it click 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 click.
I finished Outer Banks season 2 last night. Did you ever watch Outer Banks?
Never saw it. Saw it that it was on Netflix though. Can you tell me what it's about?
It's more of a. I don't know. It's a less rated Ozark in a way, but it's like it's a high school kids treasure hunt kind of feel. But like, they're getting chased by people. They're getting things. They're like this group of kids that lives on this island. Outer Banks is like a real spot too. It's like on the east coast, and yeah. It's, I don't want to say too much about it, but yeah, definitely worth it checking out. It's really good.
What are these kids being chased by?
Kind of a Goonies kind of feel to it, huh?
You said they're being chased?
Yeah, they're being chased. I mean, they kind of like, everybody's going after this treasure, and somebody finds it, somebody tries to steal it from them, they try to get it back and all that. Gotcha. You know?
So it's treasure hunting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I love treasure hunting. I love treasure hunting. I also like bank heist movies. I love like the development of like the process of like breaking into the bank and stuff and just trying to, it was like, I love those, like Inside Job is a really good one. Is it Inside Job? Where like they leave the dude in the, they all walk out. Yeah. I think it's Inside Job. Is it? Walk out. They walk out with the, at the end of the movie, they like walk out with, all the captives in the same outfit. So you don't know who, but then where's nobody has the money or anything, you know, but they left one guy in there. They build a wall and put him behind the wall in the bank. And once the bank opened back up, he could just walk out of there with the treasure, you know, with all the money.
Right. So you must have been a fan. You played Grand Theft Auto, the new one.
Yeah, I played it some, not a ton.
So did you ever get to like the heist parts where you're setting up the heist?
I've watched a lot of them more do it on Twitch. I've watched them. They do the role playing on Twitch.
Oh yeah, I remember you talking to me about that
with GTA, and there's a group of them. They're called, Chain Gang, and they're so entertaining. But they'll do a whole, man, they'll spend hours setting up. I mean, I feel like at least a couple hours setting up this to do, you know, less than 30 minutes or longer. They could be being chased for a while, but do the whole getaway thing. And that can be really entertaining because it's other people. It's not the game. It's other people role playing coming after them. And then if they get killed, there's people role playing ambulance and doctors and, you know, and all that too.
Sounds like a weird kink.
No, it's really entertaining. It's not.
I know you're into role playing, so it's fine. You can admit it. This is a safe space.
It's whatever she likes, you know?
This is a safe space.
Whatever she wants. Whatever she wants.
Have you caught up on David Dobrik's new vlogs?
Oh, hell yeah. Have you been up to date with that?
You've been watching those? Yeah, I've been watching them for sure.
Of course, man. Finally came back. It's just.
Only took him a year.
It's ridiculous how, yeah, and well, and I'm a fan of the person that helped bring him down too. Like I watched a lot of his podcast stuff, and I mean, Jason's ex Trisha would basically came after them so hardcore that like, and then some people that used to be in the vlog squad just try to, I mean, like Seth basically just trying to get, I just, like, don't understand why people want to try to get clout from trying to bring other people down. I would never want to be famous that way. That's so lame. And, you know, you already have some fame on your own, or your fame, well, that David has given you being in his vlogs, and then you've made it on your own and stuff, and then to just, like, it seems to always backfire on these people, too. Like, it just, you know, like, they just try to bring down person that's big. I mean when you're as big as David, they're gonna everybody's gonna try to come for you, you know.
I think there's
just gonna, this happens, and he's just the nicest guy too, like, you know, he doesn't come off as an asshole at all, you know, and he's not out there bashing people and shit. Like, people are just always trying to come for him, you know.
I thought it was funny in one of his
and that's the world we live in nowadays with Twitter and all that.
One of the recent ones that he posted, they were at a wedding or some shit, and they threw the bouquet back, and it landed on the floor, and Natalie picked it up.
Yeah, and she didn't catch it.
She didn't catch it, right? It was on the floor. And Natalie said, she's like, I haven't seen Todd since I caught the bouquet. How long has it been? She's like, it's been an hour. And they found Todd in the bathroom, and Todd was like, I was going to the bathroom. And they were like, for an hour? And they were like, you know, Natalie caught the bouquet. He's like, well, it was on the floor. It doesn't count. She picked it up. I thought that was the funniest shit ever.
And that he's hiding from her.
Yeah. I think after a year of not doing anything, like, them getting back in the groove, it's just as good as where they left off. Like, it's still funny shit.
Oh, yeah. He's an amazing editor. He is a great, like, at, I mean, you got these small segments, usually no longer than 10 to 20 seconds. And then sometimes you have a little bit longer story, whatever, you know, usually when he's giving away something. But, like, and they're just like, it's like Vine or even TikTok in a way, and that you just have, like, for 4 minutes and 20 seconds, you have 10 to 20 seconds clips of people just doing silly stuff, mm-hmm. goofing off, and, like, I mean, and it's just put together perfectly.
It's just so, and it's so constant. Friend group
just clicks so well, yep. you know, like, I mean, oh my gosh, I mean, dude, there should be, like, a, I mean, they would have the perfect, like, I mean, their own, I mean, is it possible to capture, like, what they have, like, in a reality show? Because, like, it would be amazing.
It'd be pretty good. Basically, that's what they
but
do.
A lot of it, but it would definitely be different than the vlogs. But I really hope David Denver quits the vlogs again, because it just, that's Tuesdays, man. I'm always waiting for Tuesdays now. It's crazy that, what, did he used to put out 3 a week back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
I think at one point he was almost putting out 3. Then he went down to 2.
Did you? What is the? What's the girl's name that is a streamer who's really hot?
Karina.
That's her name. Yeah, yeah. In the latest gorgeous. One that he posted,
yeah.
she told everybody how much she made, like last from year
OnlyFans.
Yeah. From OnlyFans.
4.1.
4.1 million, something like that.
4.2 million.
She said,
like, in a month. That was just in 1 month, dude.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was in 1 month, no more than 2 months, because she just started it. Like, yeah,
she said
it was just like
the most.
Or maybe a few months.
She said the most that she's ever gotten for a tit pick was like 165,000 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, added it all up. From tips and everything, because people will tip her and like even like tip her from looking at the phone and stuff.
That's insane. Yeah,
she's gorgeous, and her personality is hilarious.
She's pretty funny.
Like. She comes off as this slutty, it's like a joke thing. I mean, she comes off as a very horny girl, but I mean, like, in real life, like, she's not even fucking a ton of guys. Like, it's just like, it's just
how do you know? Lot, do you know you her? Know? Do you know her in real life?
I mean, she talks about that. She talks about that. And, like, I mean, I don't think she would be, I mean, I think there would be a lot more guys coming out saying, oh, I fucked Karina Koff. I think that's what be.
I don't watch any of her content. Like, I don't follow her or anything, so I don't listen to her. I only hear really, what I hear on the vlog.
I'll see her Snapchat and stuff, but I really don't watch her. I haven't been watching Twitch as much lately, but she does it through Facebook, which Facebook is easy to cast, too. You know, you just go to Facebook, go to the gaming page, and you can cast that right to my TV too, which is convenient. But still, man, casting Chromecast is so much better than is still better than doing than Apple, like Apple Play takes a little bit to load, and then you can easily, like, when you cast your phone, you can click off of it on accident. You know, I've always had an issue with that. So Chromecast has been kind of like, man, I remember when Chromecast first came out and I was like telling everybody about it and gave them as gifts a couple times. But I remember having bought a smart TV, and the smart TV was so shitty in general. And then like Chromecast was like, levels above even my smart TV. So I hadn't used a smart TV, like, or even attempted to use a smart TV in years. And then the technology has gotten much better on the smart TV, but I still love being able to just cast from my phone for the most part.
I guess I've never had an issue with Apple Play.
It's easier control. But like once you play on the TV, do you mess with your phone? Have you ever noticed where like, probably some of the apps are different.
But I don't use my phone though. You can click
off of it.
I don't use my phone. I use my iPad.
See, you don't use it. You just use your. Oh, use your iPad. Okay. Yeah.
But granted, I don't do it a lot because like I have an Apple TV, So, like, if I ever need to watch something, I can pretty much find anything on it. It's just, like, if I ever want to, like, specifically, you can't watch, like, Joe Rogan podcasts on anything else but Spotify. So, like, I'll play it on my iPad, and then I'll cast it to my TV to watch it. That's pretty much the only thing that I cast.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, yeah, I can watch it, because I was wanting to watch Spotify. Yeah, I was trying to watch it through the smart TV. But there's Apple TV on this TV now. Mm-hmm. That's a nice plus, too. Like, you don't even have to have Apple TV anymore. It's just built into TVs.
Have you messed around with Apple TV's Apple TV Plus subscription?
No, I haven't. I've watched it, like, some with you, but and there is some good shows on there.
Dude, it is slowly, like, they're slowly building. Like, they're adding more and more all the time. I think it's getting to a point now where it's actually... it's starting to get really good. Like, they're just adding more shows and shows, and they're all Apple originals. Like, it's all nothing. You're not gonna find like The Office or like Friends on Apple TV Plus. Like, it's all built by Apple, and some of the shows on there, dude,
they don't even have regular movies. They don't even have any movies or anything.
You can find movies on there, but like just their subscription plus their Apple TV Plus subscription, it's all Apple originals. So there's you're not going to find, like, you're not going to find a movie that you would find in theaters on their subscription service. It's all built by Apple. It's so fucking good, dude. Every movie that I've watched never misses. They're all great movies in their own way. Like, specifically, one of my favorite ones that I've watched was called Greyhound. It's got Tom Hanks in it. It's basically a movie about the crossing of the Atlantic Ocean during World War II. And you're basically following Tom Hanks, who's the captain of these, what are they called? They're battleships. He's leading a convoy. He's giving safe passage to, like, passenger boats across the Atlantic Ocean. This is towards the end of, like, World War II. Basically, the whole premise is that they are at a part in the Atlantic Ocean where there's no air cover, because planes can't reach all the way out into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and make it back on a full tank of fuel. So there's a part of the ocean where there's no air cover, it's just boats. And it's basically the Germans coming up in U-boats, submarines, and, like, taking out these American ships. Dude, it is so fucking good. It's so well directed and well done. You're basically following Tom Hanks as the captain, and you're, like, living his life throughout this voyage. And you're realizing, like, how... its focus is how intense it is to be the captain of a warship. It's not necessarily the story. It's more of what Tom Hanks is going through as a captain during this time. It's insane. It is so fucking good, because you realize that, like, throughout this entire time, I mean, it's like a week long. It goes, like, by days. It goes by hours, technically. But it lasts, like, a whole week, and you're realizing that, like, Tom Hanks is getting, like, maybe an hour or 2 hours of sleep every single night. Like, he is awake the entire time. And then, like, at the end, they end it so well. But at the end, his feet are, like, all bloody. Like, he can barely walk around at the end because they get across. Spoiler, they get across and they stay alive. But, like, he doesn't realize that he hasn't eaten anything, and he's been on his feet for, like, a week straight. It's so fucking good, dude. Every Apple TV movie that I've watched, they just fucking hit. There's another one called Cherry. It's got Tom Holland in it. It's basically about a...
I saw the trailer
for it. It's basically about a retired veteran who comes back from war and gets addicted to heroin with his girlfriend. It's fucking insane. I've never, like, wanted to watch somebody's life, like, turn to chaos like I did in that movie. But, like, watching him try to cope with the fact that nothing in the real world post-war or post-deployment can, like, satisfy him, or just, like, even gets his blood pumping. Like, he's just so dull to everything that, like, he needs heroin type of deal. It's so fucking good. And, like,
heroin, like, a drug that can kill you pretty easily?
Any drug can kill you if you do enough.
I know, but, like, some is much worse. I mean... we'll compare them to weed.
No, heroin's drugs very...
as much weed.
Yeah, like, heroin is very easy to overdose on, I would imagine. I don't know. But it's so good. Every movie that I've watched, the cinematography is amazing. Like, it's so well written. They just look great. There's another one. It's called Palmer. It's got Justin Timberlake in it. It's like a sad movie. I definitely teared up a little bit watching it because he is like this guy that goes to prison for killing somebody right after he graduates high school, and he's supposed to be like this really promising athlete, supposed to go to college, and supposed to go to professional football. Ends up going to prison because he kills somebody in a bar fight. Gets out of prison, lives with his grandmother, who is like watching over this little boy who is struggling with his identity and like likes dressing up as a little girl and likes princesses and like unicorns and all this type of stuff.
What movie is this?
It's called Palmer. And Justin Timberlake is like, right when he gets out of prison, he's like, I don't want anything to do with this kid. Like, this kid is not right. This kid needs to be a man because that's what he is. When was that made?
Justin Timberlake?
Yes, Justin Timberlake.
Man, he hasn't done a movie in a while.
That was the last one he did.
When was that made? That was just made recently.
Yeah, it was just made within the last 6 months. But it was good because, like, he gets out of prison. Is like, this kid's not right. And then ends up developing, like, kind of like a fathership to the kid because he learns that the kid's mom is a piece of shit. The dad is a piece of shit. They're both addicted to drugs. And, like, this kid's pretty much, like, on his own getting bullied at school. And Justin Timberlake, who is Palmer, he's like, no, you know, fuck that. I'm going to protect this kid. I'm going to make sure this kid gets the best life that he possibly can. It's got, like, a really great character arc to it. It's so good. Dude, Apple TV Plus, great movies. Highly recommend.
I know it's, you know, sometimes you can help yourself so much by helping others. Mm-hmm. But then again, sometimes you hurt yourself. I mean, you know, you neglect yourself by just focusing on others. But I think it's part of your personality too. Like, I definitely worry about how other people feel, I'm a people pleaser, you know, so I'm bad at almost focusing on others too much and not taking care of myself, you know.
It's important, man. You gotta take care of yourself. You can't take care of others if you don't take care of yourself.
Right. And yeah, with my bipolar, I mean that can be bad. That can be very bad.
It's wisdom on Unscripted Banter today, folks.
You're welcome, people.
Take care of yourself so you can take care of others.
I think that's about wraps it up right there, buddy.
It's not a bad ending. Not bad. You got anything you want to say?
No, that sounds good right there.
I think we all just set Seth on a wonderful journey for the rest of his day. He's going to contemplate life a little bit. He's going to finish up that energy drink and then probably go back to bed. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.